Our next speaker is Eric Robinson. He is the co-chair of Spencer Fane's Intellectual Practice Group. Without further ado, welcome, Eric.
Good morning, everyone. I have a very challenging... Oh, that wasn't for me. We good to go? Okay. All right. So I have a very challenging task. Number one, to get through and explain, I don't know, some degree of update worldwide for standard essential patents in a half hour. Even harder is making that somewhat interesting, especially at 9:15 in the morning. And I suspect that some of you, like me, got in here at midnight. So bear with me. First, let's, hopefully some of you are not fully aware of what standard essential patents are. If you are aware, my apologies on behalf of patent practitioners everywhere. But if you aren't, then you probably ought to understand at least like a minute of what the hell these things are. So a standard essential patent is, it should be a more valuable patent. In practicality these days, it's not. By the way, I generally represent patent owners. So there you go. Shoot me. Please don't. We're in Texas, so that was a joke. So standards are, what they sound like. A famous one from I'm old, so like Betamax versus VHS. Basically, standards are good because that way everybody, consumers can, don't have a million options. For instance, the EU recently required Apple to finally use USB-C as opposed to Lightning. And, there were two competing ones. It wasn't that big a deal. But imagine if you had like 15 different types of connectors. It's great for companies in China that, create these connectors and then sell them for a profit of like 1,500%. But for those of us, like, where's my damn cord? Not so good. So that's the reason why standards are kind of good. Also, you want to advance innovation. So, again, basically you have all these companies that are the top companies in a particular technology. For instance, I used to be director of patents for Qualcomm. Before I went back into private practice for reasons I still don't really understand. But what I will say is that, so Qualcomm, Huawei, Ericsson, a bunch of Taiwanese companies, all these folks sit on a standard setting organization or standard development organization, SSO or SDO, and they all get together and talk about what's best for the industry. It should be what's best for the consumer, but it's not. I can say that now, not at Qualcomm, not representing Qualcomm, not representing anybody. I could be making all this stuff up, probably am. Point is that, so you've got these industry leaders and they're together and they have to disclose if they have patents on some aspect of the standard, of the technology they're advocating should become part of a standard. That makes sense, right? Because if you have this hidden batch of patents, and then you say, yeah, but this ought to be like what everybody freaking uses. Okay, at least we ought to know that you have, some hidden interest in it. That makes some sense. How this plays in practicality is that there's a FRAND requirement. Fair, reasonable, and, you know, and gets its own letter.